Welcome to the Backend Engineering Show with your host, Hussein Nasser. This is the show where we discuss the art and the craft of building software and cover recent news on backend technologies. If you enjoy the show, make sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel and rate it on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. With that said, let's get on the show.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Guys, what is going on in the whole world? Since when? I am baffled by this. Don't get me wrong, I am enjoying this. I love it. But I also have some skepticism. So Chromium devs, to be particular, they want to enable raw TCP and UDP in the browsers. Let's talk about, oh my God, I can't. Let's discuss. So guys, this is the Register article published August 22. Was it, what is today? Saturday, today, it was published today. I just got it. What? I was surprised. By the way, guys, I really encourage you to follow those guys. They write amazing, interesting article when it comes to software. They have pretty much everything, but I'm interested in the software news because this is a software channel. But Chrome is enabling raw TCP and raw UDP connections, and this is the new API they're working on. It's called Raw Socket API, or they're gonna call it Direct Socket API. I don't know what to say. I have no words. I really have no words. I'll tell you why, guys. For the longest time, we know what browsers are built on top. They're built on top of the HTTP protocol. So we build the HTTP protocol as a result, and the browsers uses the HTTP protocol to communicate with any server that supports HTTP protocol, which we call them web servers, right? This, a new requirement spawned to, I'm just going through the timeline, man. A new requirement has been spawned to actually make bi-directional real-time communication, which the HTTP protocol does not support by default. Talking about the 1-1 days. It's a request response system. So what if you're building a chatting application where you're responding stuff? So we came up with server side event, server sent events, which is still, if you think about it, it's just HTTP protocol, right? With this client still needed to make one request and the rest of the response will continue just getting streamed, right? That's why it's called events or streams. But nah, that wasn't enough. We need bi-directional communication without any without any restrictions. So it was proposed at one point to expose the raw socket API. Just why are we doing these silly things? I want to build a chatting application in my browser. Just expose the TCP. Because everything is on top of TCP and UDP, right? You cannot build anything below that. HTTP is built on TCP. So just expose that. The browser vendors and everyone said no because of security reasons. Now, we can argue what are those security reasons, because you can just do so much with TCP, guys. So much. I'm going to talk about that in a minute. So they expose WebSockets. WebSockets solve most of our problems. We can do pretty much everything with WebSockets as long as the target server supports them. But then Chrome team says, apparently there are requirements to support just any device that talks TCP. And that's basically the requirement they're pushing. They're pushing for a raw socket API. Let me say this again. Raw socket API. So you will be able to open a TCP connection from your Chrome to a server that is listening. Not listening on particular protocol, just listening. You can practically telnet into this thing and build anything. The engineer in me loves this. I am in love. I love this stuff. The amount of application I can build, oh my God. I can connect to my Postgres database from Chrome. Boof. I don't need a third tier anymore. I can connect to my Oracle database from Chrome. I don't know why would you do that. But I can build basically a browser app that connects to the database directly. As a backend engineer, I'm pumped. I love this stuff. You can practically SSH to an SSH server from Chrome by building that. It is, the engineer in me is pumped. The security skeptic is afraid. Because guys, think about all the security stuff that we built in the HTTP. I say we, I didn't do jack shit. But look at all the work we did for the security, to prevent security. We have cross-origin resource sharing. So we don't let you as a browser send stuff to other party if that party doesn't allow it. We have content security policy. We don't allow you to consume URLs that you're not supposed to consume if this is the page. So we built for 20, 25 years, whatever the web have been born, we built so much security mechanisms and we're turning it all off by providing this API. So that I don't know what to think, to be honest, guys. I have no idea what to think. I don't know what to think. I just love it. But look at some of the stuff that quote unquote worries the Chromium team, right? They're worried about man in the middle attack that injects socket API calls into a web page or hijacks. Duh. You're worried just about that? Sheesh. Okay. I can just basically inject a socket connection that basically sends their entire content to somewhere else, right? That's an XSS, right? A cross-site scripting. But again, you need some finesse to do that, I guess, to XSS this thing. I talked about the XSS, guys. Check out this video here. Web apps making connections or conducting DDoS attacks without the user knowledge. I guess you can do that with WebSockets. I don't understand. Oh, DDoS. I'm sorry. Yes, because you have raw level socket access, you will be able to do a SYN-flooding attack. SYN-flooding. My accent is thick. I'm sorry, my friends, because Arab accent, you know. Yes, what to do? That was Russian. I don't. Okay. Yeah, so if you have access to a raw TCP, then you can do, I don't know if they are planning to do at that raw level, that will be dangerous, but you can do a SYN and then just meh, so thank you, SYN, and then meh, SYN, and then meh, just ignore the acknowledgement, don't reply to the SYN ACK, right? And we talked about SYN floods and all that garbage. Check out these videos right here. So yeah, my God, you can do a DDoS. They're right. Yeah, I guess you can do the DDoS. This is a DDoS SYN flooding by doing TCP half opens. But again, I don't know. I have so many questions to the Chrome team. Will you be able to have the access to the raw sockets? Because they say raw sockets. I'm assuming the applications are endless, but the security aspects are odd. I don't know. If they allowed it on the Chromium, what is this called? The desktop version that is like bundled, standalone, not the official browser, I would be fine with that. All right. Bypassing third-party course policies. Duh. I can practically build my own HTTP client on top of the raw socket API and then use that to make pretty much any request, bypassing everything that the browser have, right? Nothing stopping me from doing that. I'm gonna build it on top of you, right? I have to worry about the protocol. Obviously, this is not easy, but you can imagine that people will build that such thing. They will just strip out all the cookies, strip out all the course policies, strip out all the CSPs, everything. Third party in frames or a script that initiates connections. Well, yeah. Covert DNS manipulation to expose resources. Guys, we don't need to expose anyone. This is YouTube already. 2019 and 2020 did a pretty good job. No more exposing. Covert DNS behind a firewall. Yeah, you can basically bypass pretty much everything, right? You don't have to go through the proxy. Will you bypass the browser proxy? I have no idea. This is actually a good question. Using API to violate corporate policies. I don't know what that means. Well, look at this. Look at this. So the software engineer, what's his name? Alex Russell, the Google senior staff software engineer, Alex said, "Know that this capability is already available in Chrome App Extension." By the way, I did not know that. I gotta say honest, I did not know that they're available. Pretty neat. And I think they still should remain as an extension. If I have an extension, why do you need to build it in the core browser? I don't know. I don't know what's the use case, to be honest. What the heck is the use case to expose this? But again, guys, I love it. You know, you see myself, I'm flipping about this thing. And in no scenario will we be handing it out like candy to anyone that asks nicely. The API will come with a higher barrier to use. I don't know. So like it's like a geolocation. Oh, this application wants to use sockets. Would you like to allow it? Like, I'll take that. I don't mind any of that stuff, guys. To be honest, if the user knows about it and accept it, let the user choose whatever the hell they want. This is a free country. This is the U.S. of A, babes. You can do whatever you want. If the user chooses to click and say yeah. Babes, I want it. Why not? Mozilla staff security engineer. I'm following her, by the way. I love her tweets. She was skeptical. She's like, I shall definitely be saving this for a good intentions archive. Yeah. Look at this. This is showing you the demo where you can just put an address and just connect. Just SSH. As long as you build the SSH protocol. And you can see this. People will flood to building all the kind of protocols on top of this. Yeah, guys. Yeah. Yeah. This is the article. Yeah, I'll leave it below, by the way, guys, for you to read. But I don't know what to think about this. It's going to be called Direct Socket API. And people will be confused as F. Web developers will be confused. Because like, what? What is this versus this? Should I use this versus this? You can start seeing all these questions. Oh, I forgot to talk about WebRTC, by the way, guys. Yeah, WebRTC has been also exposed. You can say that WebRTC is a web protocol. I don't know if it's on top of HTTP, though. I don't think so. But yeah, it uses the web to gain access. Just like WebSockets uses the upgrade protocol and hijacks the underlying TCP connection to kind of inject stuff, right? So for the longest time, the browser creates the TCP connection. And for us, within WebSocket, we ask the browser, yo, browser, sup? Can I use your socket, babe, right? And it says, if the server says, yo, sure, for Shizzle, and then the browser will say, yeah, okay, let's use the socket, and then you'll just playing on the socket. Obviously, in HTTP2, this is a complete waste, right? Because that socket is so expensive, and we're using so much streams on top of it. So hijacking the whole socket is an extreme waste. So that's why there is another RFC on WebSocket. Why am I talking about this? Another RFC on the WebSocket to actually hijack just one stream. I love this low-level, elegant designs, and we're just throwing everything. It's like someone new just says, like, why the heck are you doing this? Just give them a hurrah to Socket API. We don't want to do all of that stuff. And I guess that might be the reason. Just like people gave up of extending WebSockets and stuff and all the HTTP protocols. I said, if someone want to do some kinky stuff with the HTTP or whatever protocol, they can just use the raw Socket API. Give them that. Again, I don't think I'm against that. UDP, that's right. You can do UDP. You can build a DNS essentially query. Oh my god, this is the beauty of this. You can do so much stuff. But yeah, I'm not against it. I'm just finding it odd, and the leadership of this project is questionable. I'm not gonna say questionable, it's not wrong word, but it's odd. I don't know where they are going with this. I don't know why now. Why didn't you just expose this like 10 years ago and save us so much time and money? Why did you just not expose this long time ago? You wouldn't need WebSockets. Right? I just don't know what is going on there. That's my question. But Chromium team, I love it. Je ne sais pas. What's that? Je m'appelle. Je t'aime. Je m'appelle. All right. Thank you so much, guys. What do you guys think? In the comment section below, let me know what you think about this. Are you against it? Are you with it? Are you against it? Dislike this video if you like it. Right in the comment section below. I'm gonna see you on the next one. You guys stay wow awesome. I don't know what happened there. I'm printing. Goodbye.